Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I sit on the bedside table of children all over the world, and I tell them of the other children that I meet around the world and all of the wonderful adventures that these children have. Tonight I'm sitting on the bedside table of Robin, Andy, Princess, and the Sweetness. Four lovely children. And these children, they live in Florida. Kind of a nice place to live. Warm and delicious. And as I was sitting on the table, Robin says, "Mr. Candle, I got a problem." And I said, "Robin, I cannot imagine you having a problem, but tell me, what is your problem?" And Robin says, "Well, my problem is that whenever I tell Sweetness that she is a lovely girl, she always sort of just turns away from me and doesn't say anything." "Well, why do you think that is, Robin?" "Well, I know why that is." Andy jumped up there. "I know why that is. Robin's sweet on Sweetness." "Oh, come on now." The princess was sitting there talking and saying, "Now, you know better than that." "Oh, I don't know," Andy said. "I think that Robin is sweet on Sweetness." "Well," Princess said, "I think we're all sweet on Princess, on Sweetness. She is just such a lovely girl. She's always doing thoughtful things. She's always listening to our problems. She's always telling us how wonderful we are." "That's right." Robin was so sure of this. "Mr. Candle, what do you think about that?" "Well, I don't know. I don't know that there's a problem here. Seems like when Sweetness is nice to everybody, that's hardly a problem." "Well, it is a problem. And you know why?" Robin was so definite. "You know why, Mr. Candle? It's a problem because Sweetness is sweet on Andy." "Well, that's not a bad problem. Well, I want her to be sweet on me." "Oh, you want her to be sweet on you, Robin. And what makes you think that she should be sweet on you?" "Well, I'm always doing nice things for Sweetness." "Well, what about me?" Princess asks. "What about me? Do you do nice things for me too, Robin?" "Well, of course I do, Princess. I always do nice things for you. I tell you how beautiful you look and what a nice girl you are and how thoughtful you are and how you're always helping Mommy around the house and you're just real nice." "Well, that's not the point. Do you ever say you like to be with me and you like me to be with you and when you're playing?" "Well, no." "Well, why not? I'm just as nice as Sweetness is." "No. Sweetness doesn't ever tell me when I'm bad or when I'm doing something dumb. Sweetness always says something nice about me." "Well, Robin, you think all the world's just going to say something nice about you?" "Well, Sweetness does." The princess was so pompous about it. She's just so sure that she was right. "Well, I must always correct you. I must always tell you when you're doing something that's not nice, when you're doing something naughty, when you're doing something that makes other people unhappy. I must always tell you that." "Well, why must you tell me that?" Robin said. Why must you tell me when I'm doing something naughty? Everybody else knows it, I guess, and I know it, I guess, but why do you have to tell me?" "Well, someone's got to put you right." And Sweetness spoke up. She says, "You know, Princess, I feel like you do sometimes. I look at other people and I think, gee, they are not being very nice and, gee, they're not being very loving. But then I say to myself, I don't care. I am going to be loving to them and that's all I'm going to know." "Well, Sweetness, that's your nature. My nature is to go around looking at people and seeing what they're doing and judging them." "Well, Princess, maybe that's why you got your name, Princess. You're Princess, you're You're a leader. You're a person who goes around telling people how to live their lives. And you know, everyone doesn't like that. People like it when you love each other and you always find good in each other. Oh, sweetness, you're so sweet, I don't know. Well, princess, would you like to be sweet like me? What? Sweet like you? How could anyone be sweet like you, princess? How could anyone be sweet like you, princess? Princess, sweetness! You see, princess, you keep saying your own name even when you're talking about me. You keep saying your name. You keep saying princess. And you know, princess, you're right. When you think of yourself and you think how wonderful you are, and then you look at other people and you think how wonderful they are, oh, it is so good. It's such a good feeling. Oh, sweetness, come on now. Andy spoke up and said, I like it when sweetness does that. And Robin spoke up. He says, I like it when sweetness does that too. I like it when sweetness is sweet to me and when she's gentle and loving to me. I like that. Well, I still haven't figured out what your problem is. You guys said you had a problem. Mr. Candle was sticking his nose in there and asking, what's going on here now? You all seem to be a very loving group of children, and I'm sure that your mom and dad are very proud of you. Now, I don't see any problem. Now, princess, maybe your problem is that you haven't looked at yourself enough to see how wonderful you are. Mr. Candle, you think I'm wonderful? Yes, I do. You care about everybody in the world, and you're interested about everybody in the world, what other people are doing, and you just have such a loving nature, but the only thing you're doing that might make you not so loving is when you tell other people about the bad things they're doing, instead of being like sweetness, telling everybody about the good things they're doing. But Mr. Candle, somebody's got to tell other people when they're doing something wrong. Somebody's got to be there watching them. That's right, princess. And that's the people themselves. If each one of you children would be the best children that you could possibly be, because you want to be the best. You want to be good. You want to mind your mommy and daddy. You want to pay attention to whatever you're supposed to be doing. And you want to do whatever you say you're going to do with all your heart and all your being. Oh, yes, princess spoke up. Oh, yes, Mr. Cannon. That's what we should do. That's what we should do. No, princess. That's what each person does themselves. That's not what somebody else tells them they should do. Because if somebody else tells them they should do that, then they're going to say, hoo-hoo-hoo, don't tell me. I'm going to do what I want to do. Oh, Mr. Candle, people don't say things like that. Oh, yes, they do, princess. What do you think, Andy? Do you think people say things like that? Well, I don't say things like that because I like to look around the world and see how wonderful it is. I like to look around the world and see the beautiful people in the world. And I like to look around the world and see how nice it is. I love the world. Oh, Andy, sweetness says, you are such a good boy. Robin says, I like it. I like people too. I like people too. I like everybody in the world. Oh, come on, Robin, sweetness says. You just want to get on the bandwagon because that's where it's fun to be. And you know, Robin, you're leading the bandwagon. You are leading all of us. What do you mean, sweetness? Well, you're always telling us how good we are. You're always telling us what fine people we are. You're always telling us what wonderful brothers and sisters we are. And you're always saying those things. Sweetness, you're the one who says that, not me, Robin says. I don't say things like that. Oh, yes, you do. You do it every time you think something nice about yourself. Oh, that I can see. That I can see. When I think something nice about myself, I can say something nice. Well, the more nice things we can think about ourselves, the more nice things we will think about other people. Sweetness had an edge on it, and sweetness was telling her brothers and her sisters that she didn't care what they did. All she cared was she loved them very much, and she only saw in them the beautiful things that they are and they were. And they said, "Wow, that's great. That's wonderful. That's fantastic. I like that very, very, very much." And so Robin, Andy, and the princess each looked at Sweetness and said, "You know, Sweetness, I'm so glad you're in our family. You're good for us. You make me think good thoughts. You make me think happy thoughts. You make me think thoughts of every good and lovely thing. You know, Sweetness, you are me." "What's that, Robin?" "Yes," Robin said, "you are me." "Well, no, I'm Sweetness. I'm me." "That's right. But whatever is good about me, Sweetness, that's who you are. And I love you." "Oh, come on now." "Yes, I do." And Princess spoke up and she says, "You know, Sweetness, the more I look at you and the more I think about you, you don't want anything from anybody. You just give from your love that's deep inside you. And I like that. Can you teach me how to do that?" "Well, Princess, you already know how to do that. In fact, you're already doing that. You are the sweetest, most wonderful, lovely person in the world." "Oh, come on," Princess says, "I am not." "Yes, you are. And you know, Princess, every time you think a lovely thought, you just shine out so beautiful, and it's so nice to be your sister. And whenever you think a thought where you're worried about something, then there's a little cloud there. And I like to shine on that cloud and say, 'Hey, Mr. Cloud, you go away. My sister doesn't need you today.' And the cloud floats into the sky and it's gone by and by. Oh, I love my sister." Robin says, "I love my sisters too. I love Princess and Sweetness, Sweetness and Princess." And Andy said, "What about me?" "Well, love who you like. Who do you like, Andy?" "I like you, Robin. I like you, Princess. I like you, Sweetness. But you know, most of all, I like Mommy and Daddy. Because I think Mommy and Daddy are the nicest people in the whole world. And they are so thoughtful, so loving, so kind, so..." "Oh, come on, come on, come on." "Well, they are." "Well, Andy, that's because you are a super guy, too." And pretty soon the compliments were flowing back and forth. And Mr. Candle said, "Now, just a minute, just a minute. Look at there. There comes Mr. Sandman. He's walking through the door now. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you kids, and you're going to fall asleep and have wonderful, 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 wonderful dreams. Now call your Mommy and Daddy and tell them to tuck you in and hug you and snuggle you and kiss you and say goodnight to you. And then you're ready for a good night's sleep. Mommy, Daddy, come on in here and hug me in. Hug, snuggle me in, tuck me in. Come on, Mommy and Daddy." And Mommy and Daddy come in the room. "What's all the commotion here?" "Oh, it's sleep time. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, Mr. Candle must have been talking to you kids." "Yes, Mommy, he was. And he's so wonderful." "Well, children, we think you're the most wonderful children in the whole world." And Mr. Candle turned to the children and said, "Boys and girls, I think you're the most wonderful children in the whole world, too. And I love you. I love you. I love you." Good night, boys and girls. I'll be back another time. For truly I do love you. I love you. I love you.